643 1320 WILS. More and more men are now getting plastic surgery, specifically Botox and other things, too. Let's find out what they're up to. Dr. Farah Khan with us, a board-certified plastic surgeon at khanplasticsurgery.com. Dr. Khan, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Yes, thank you for having me.
And men getting Botox, why would they want to do that?
Well, I mean, I think everyone wants to look a little bit better. Everyone wants to look a little bit more refreshed. So, you know, the question really is, why not?
And what does that do? When you get a Botox injection in your face, how does that improve your face?
Well, the way Botox works is it helps paralyze certain muscles. So, for example, if you are very expressive when you talk and you get forehead lines when you're talking, or like the deep parentheses kind of in the middle of your forehead, Botox helps erase those. Mm-hmm. And so overall, it just gives you a little bit of a more refreshed look.
So if you're a man in your 50s or 60s and you have a fair amount of wrinkles, are you saying they're all just going to somehow disappear?
I mean, it's not a magic pill, right? So they're not completely going to go away, but it will definitely help get rid of the animational wrinkles, not the static, not the ones that are at rest. It helps get rid of animational wrinkles, and then over time, it does feather away some of the static wrinkles. So, you know, it's just another tool that we have to help you look a little bit more refreshed.
Yeah, is it kind of strange not to be able to make certain expressions with your face?
Well, and so that's why it's really important to actually go to a board-certified plastic surgeon or a dermatologist, because you want to go to someone who is experienced in injecting, because the goal is not to make you look frozen. Mm-hmm. When you're frozen, you actually look older. So the goal is actually to very strategically inject the Botox so that you still have a little bit of motion, yet overall those deep kind of animational wrinkles that you're prone to getting, you don't get anymore.
Yeah. Well, what about like a facelift? Do men end up looking good when they do that kind of thing?
They do, as long as, you know, they don't go to Jerry Jones or Kenny Rogers. Plastic surgeon, I guess, right?
Uh-huh. No, so with men, if you're doing a facelift, would you be pulling just less hard, essentially? Or?
Yeah, I think the key is just recognizing that you know, the vectors in which we pull kind of the skin and the tissue for men, it's a little bit different than it is for women. Mm-hmm. And I think less experienced surgeons often make the mistake of doing a male facelift the same way they do a female facelift. Mm. And that's why, they kind of feminize a male face, and that's never a good thing.
Talking to board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Farah Khan. Before we came on the air, I looked at this article talking about this thing called a tie tuck. It involves dealing with the fat under your neck. How big of an issue is this, and how many procedures are you now doing for that issue under the neck?
Sure. Well, that's actually a big deal. It's called Tibella, and it's a deoxycholic acid. It's an acid that's actually normally found in your body, and the company was just able to purify it. And essentially what we do is we just inject it right into that double chin area, mm-hmm. The fat underneath your chin, and it dissolves it away. You typically do need a couple of sessions, but so far the results have been fantastic.
So it dissolves the fat from under the neck. And I've seen the commercials on TV too. But what about the skin? Does it hang then, or what happens?
So it depends. Anyone who has loose skin, you probably want to combine that procedure with a skin tightening procedure. For example, the Venus Legacy radiofrequency machine, that'll help tighten the skin. So you would want to kind of first do the Kybella, then use the radiofrequency, and then just kind of keep on alternating. Someone who doesn't have loose skin, typically a younger patient in their 20s and 30s, they can typically just get away with using Kybella.
Yeah. Now, how much of an improvement does that do for a person's looks?
I mean, the results have been fantastic. So, I mean, it's a great non-surgical option. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've had patients who have seen easily 50 to 75% reduction.
Yeah. Now, this injection melts the fat. How fast does that happen that the fat kind of disappears?
It typically takes about 3 sessions, and each session is spaced about 6 weeks apart. So you're looking at almost 3 months for the total treatment.
Can you use this injection in other parts of the body, or?
You can, but right now that would be considered off-label. So the FDA has only approved it for the fat underneath the chin.
Mm. And that's, is that becoming very popular in your office?
It has been. And actually, it's been very popular both amongst men and women. So I think it's a nice draw for men, because a lot of times, we just tend to gather fat in areas. And for men, a lot of times it's just that underneath the chin. And no matter how much you exercise or how much you diet, you can't get rid of it. And so this is a very easy fix.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard in the past, if you get rid of fat somewhere, like with liposuction, it'll end up accumulating elsewhere. Does that happen too? Or?
Well, you're correct. With liposuction, if we get rid of fat cells in one area, and let's say if you continue eating very junky, fatty foods, and you're still going to gain fat, except you're going to gain it in other places. With Kybella, we're assuming that, we're simply targeting a very small area, and we're just dissolving the fat in that area. Mm-hmm. So I guess if you continue to eat very junky, fatty foods, you're going to continue to gain fat. I feel like that fat, though, is not very responsive to diet.
Oh, the fat under the neck is not. It's just
exactly.
More like a genetic type of thing? Or?
Yeah, I feel like the majority of patients that we see are not necessarily overweight or obese. They just, for whatever reason, have that small pocket of fat.
Under the neck, yeah. Dr. Farah Khan, board-certified plastic surgeon, Dr. Farah Khan, right here on WILS, khanplasticsurgery.com. Dr. Khan, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me.